Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Monday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's...
Peakless Mountaineer.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I was mentioning during the break to you guys that I've been discombobulated since I got here. It's not a usual night. There were some technicality things pre-show to get the show launched, some challenges that I was having. I had to make a phone call to the man himself who walked me through some things. We got the show up and running, but then I apparently didn't start the stream on time, and thanks to our Discord folks for letting us know. Otherwise, it may have gone on for longer than it should have. I'm feeling discombobulated, so it's the discombobulated
edition. I think that
edition
is going on longer than it should have. It's supposed to start at the same time the show does.
So anyway,
but longer than it did.
So I'm feeling a bit discombobulated. Pardon me, but it is hard to find good help around here. I don't know whose idea it was to give
well,
the
I'm
captain.
I'm here to kick you when you're down.
I appreciate that about you. I know I can count on you for that, and thank you for being there for me.
Yeah, well, kicking of ass is an important job, and you can't let it stop.
In these trying times,
standards on these things.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
anybody with a pair of stones is essential personnel.
Lowered expectations. Yes.
Oh, this cute little girl delivered the Chinese food to me. I mean, not little. She was like 19 or 20, but she was adorable. She didn't have a mask on, and she's like falling over herself, apologizing. And I'm like, this is an anarchist house, baby. Ain't nobody scared of nothing here.
creepy uncle nobody harassing the 18-year-old Chinese delivery person. Nice.
Yeah, just she was
of all the people
adorable
to apologize for not having a mask on.
Yeah. I mean, if and when Walmart requires masks, I'm going to be showing up in a Guy Fawkes mask.
I think that kicks in today, right?
Yeah.
On the 20th? Yeah.
You want to go down with tomorrow and walk around in Guy Fawkes masks and not buy anything?
Not tomorrow, but soon.
Okay.
Yes.
Not today, maybe not today, and maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
Well, I mean,
Casablanca.
Let's hope not.
My gut reaction to Walmart's announcement that
sounds like the 11th circle of hell right there. You just wander around in a Walmart forever and,
Yes, thank you.
That does sound like the 11th circle of hell right there. You just wander around in a Walmart forever and don't even get to buy anything.
Yeah, well, the quote was actually from Casablanca, and it's,
if you don't get on that
girl,
plane now,
the girl was in
maybe
love.
Not today and maybe not tomorrow,
but soon for the rest of your life.
Frankly, my dear Scallop, I don't give a clam. anyway, discombobulation is the word of the day. If you don't know what that word means, go ahead and look it up. There'll be a vocabulary test later this week, so
it's
pay attention.
One of those words, like, nobody's ever combobulated and nobody's ever gruntled.
Yeah, I've never gone around, but you know, I'm really combobulated today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm whelmed by my combobulation.
Yeah. Although I was in negotiations with a company. They wanted me to move from Tampa to Orlando, and they offered me some amount of money to do it. And I said, "Oh, well, I'm underwhelmed by your offer." Mm.
Why is it you can be underwhelmed and overwhelmed, but never right in the middle?
Yes. Yes. So the next time somebody asks, "Hey, how you doing?" and you're feeling like fair to middling or whatever, you're like,
whelmed.
I'm whelmed. Yeah, I'm
not overwhelmed, but I'm not underwhelmed.
Whelmed.
Well, they might just think you said well and try not to notice that that's not a word.
We're probably
don't you think that's overkill? No, I think that's just enough kill.
No, I've seen overkill live a number of times. It's certainly not them.
Oh, okay. Are they good?
They're great, man. If you've never seen Overkill, the metal band live, Bobby is probably one of the most underrated metal singers in all of heavy metal.
Mm.
And he's an East Coast guy, too, so they're all, you know, sort of, you know, New York, New Jersey-ish area.
Yeah. I'd like to see the guys who do Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. I'm not a big metalhead, but that.
Are you talking about Ozzy Osbourne?
No. It's a song. It's about a guy. It starts out a guy's being approached.
You mean the Kid Rock song?
He's being approached by a hooker. I think the band is called Walk the Elephant. And he says to the hooker, you know, why do you do this to yourself? And she says, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money doesn't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. And ain't nothing in the world for free. I don't know why. I would really like to see that band. I like the song.
Well, if you're out there and you know this band, give us a call at 855-450-FREE and let us know how nobody can go and see that band.
Yes.
We are going to swing back around to this article from, where is it?
Politico.
Politico, about America's hidden economic crisis, widespread wage cuts, where it talks about one of the effects of the government shutdown of businesses and the high unemployment numbers at the peak. 45 million people, by the way, were unemployed. I think that might be down to somewhere around 30 at this point since the reopenings and whatever. But
30 million people is 10% of the population.
Yeah.
Decimating our workforce.
Yes. The highest unemployment since the Great Depression.
Actually, if you decimate, don't you kill 90% and leave 10% alive?
A factor of 10,
I thought it was the other way around. Yeah. I knew it was a factor of 10, but I thought you killed 90% and left 10%.
I think it's the other way around.
And then they were decimated.
The way they say it does make you think that it's a lot worse than that.
That would also be a...
Yeah, the way it's used, it sounds like, I mean, they got decimated is like they're gone.
I'm pretty sure there's a heavy metal band called Decimator.
Yeah.
If there isn't, there should be.
Yes, and we should see if, you know, when they play a show, do they leave 10% of the crowd, you know, or do they, you know, entertain 90% of the crowd? I wonder if that's true for those guys.
Yeah, it's
maybe
a
it's
good
like
question.
A war show, and about 10% of the crowd ends up with a big old mess.
I still have a Gwar T-shirt somewhere in my, you know, box of stuff that I never opened from the first show that I attended. Because everybody wears just like a blank white T-shirt in hopes to, you know, get sprayed and splattered. It's kind of like a heavy metal Gallagher, you know. But instead of getting hit with like watermelon juice, you're getting hit with like fake jizz and blood and all sorts of fun stuff. Because Gwar, well, they were amazing. So
that's interesting. I don't know. I used to go to Rocky Horror Picture Show and have people throw toast and shoot me with
rice,
guns.
Yeah.
And rice. Yeah. it happened.
That was a good time.
So we were reading from this Politico article.
So it was saying that these cuts that were meant to be temporary could turn permanent or pave the way for future layoffs. And that could portend deep damage to the labor market and the economy because so many workers who have kept their jobs have less money to spend than a few months ago.
You think?
Yeah, right. The numbers haven't received...
But the non-workers have more money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you lose your job, maybe you're making twice as much as you were making when you were working off ridiculous unemployment.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting time moving forward. Like, all these people got just this little bump of extra, and we are about to hit a wall.
Yeah, I think that ended this week, because even though that extra $600 ends, like, on the end of the month, for whatever reason, their accounting practices say that, oh, it has to be submitted by, like, the end of the week on a Tuesday or something. So, like, this is the last week for the $600 bonus. So starting next week, that $600 bonus is gone, according to my sources.
That sounds right.
Wow.
Yeah. The numbers haven't received the same attention as job losses, which are highlighted every week in government data, but at least 4 million U.S. workers have received pay cuts since February, even as they continued working the same job, and millions more have seen pay freezes, according to the economists from the Federal Reserve and the University of Chicago, who put out a study analyzing the data from the payroll processing company ADF.
You've got 30 million more unemployed people. Why are you going to give the employees you still have a raise? There's 30 million people who want their jobs now.
There is a glut in the labor market.
Yep.
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, this is just one of the many effects, cascading effects. We haven't seen the bottom. We haven't hit bottom yet, in my opinion.
Not nearly.
And it's coming, and it's coming up fast for those who aren't paying attention. So if you're not prepared for some type of a crisis, now is a good time to start thinking about that.
Quick, somebody panic.
855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maxwell, the runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynovite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynovite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he this spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. That guy's laughing at me because I've been discombobulated all night. As he says in his song. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're happy to take your calls and your thoughts about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. Or you can talk about stuff that we've been talking about so far. We've talked about a judge's son who was murdered and husband shot. We've talked about some economic fallout. We've talked about wage cuts. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me is...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we were covering this article from Politico that's talking about all of the wage cuts. And you mentioned in the break, I know we haven't gotten to it yet, but wage freezing, is that right?
Yeah, pay freezes. Let's see here.
Which doesn't mean they stop paying you. It means you don't get raises.
It means you only get paid when it's cold?
Yes, of
course. Pay freeze, right? Oh, okay. All right.
No, it means you get paid in ancient forms of works of art, obviously. You know, freezes.
Oh, freezes. Right, I get it. We're going to talk more about that, but first let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've got some examples of some fake COVID-19 numbers. Being in the medical industry, we have a little bit of inside information, so these are all third-party examples, so I can't really vouch for the accuracy, but I believe they're 100% true. Now, we've got two cases, or two instances that are very similar, one in Florida and one here locally. A lady we know who has a mother in Florida. Her mother has breast cancer, unfortunately, so she was supposed to get a test 5 days before her surgery.
Okay.
Well, for whatever reason, she wasn't able to make her test, so the surgery had to be postponed. But then 5 days after the appointment time, she gets a notice saying that she was positive for COVID-19.
What?
She never even took the test. But
wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is not terrible. The only story like that, because today another friend of mine, he's actually a friend and a patient of ours, he said that he had a friend who went to an office to take a COVID-19 test, and he waited for an hour and a half, and he got tired of waiting, so he just left. He said, I don't need this stupid test.
Okay.
He also, a few days later, was notified that he was C-19 positive.
Wow.
So I'm wondering now, you know, this is just too incidental to get two of these that we know about. And also, and we also have a practitioner that we know who knows a doctor that was threatened with dismissal if they didn't write COVID on a death certificate.
Wow.
So, and things are really getting weird with this COVID. These numbers, I wouldn't believe any of these numbers. Yeah, I wouldn't believe any of these numbers. These numbers are garbage. So.
Well, it certainly seems strange given the numbers of people that they say are dead, which is like one in every 5,000 people, so it's not a great number. It's not a huge number, but how is it that I don't know anybody who's sick? I haven't heard about anybody going to the hospital among, for example, my 8,000 Facebook friends and or even lamenting that one of their relatives had it.
Right.
You know, and then it's weird. It's very strange.
In the news recently, they had this, because, you know, hardly any young people die of COVID, so the news is just dying to find young people who have suffered from COVID and died. And so they posted this one story about this kid who was 20-something and died of COVID. And I don't know if you've seen that story recently. Well, you go in there and read the details on that, and it turns out that he had a COVID-19 test, and it turned out negative, but he was sick, and he died. And so they don't really know the cause of death. In fact, they were going to do an autopsy, and this was over 3 days ago. So the autopsy's got to be done by now, but you don't see them reporting on the results of the autopsy. So that obviously shows, to me anyway, that means that it wasn't a COVID death.
Wasn't.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said he tested negative for this, so the one thing they know that it wasn't. Well,
tests can be wrong either way.
That's true.
But yeah, they're stacking the numbers. They're making the assumptions that fit their narrative.
So the test was negative, and so they were going to do an autopsy, and it's been enough time for the autopsy results to come in, and yet you don't hear any news about the results of that autopsy. Mm-hmm. So I suspect that the autopsy showed that he died of something else, and they're just going to slowly let that die out. But the story remains, because 3 days ago this was big headlines. So the story stays. The correction never gets published. And this is how the media has always done things ever since I was young.
Yeah, those are some insane examples for sure. That's frightening, particularly, like, to me, if this were really a pandemic, the bodies would be piling up, particularly in, like, you know, areas of the world where they don't have, I don't know, westernized medicine, for example, where they don't have social distancing, that, you know, all the things that they're telling us to do to stay safe. But we don't hear about that. Now, I'm not reading international news on a daily basis, but I'm not hearing about foreign countries with, you know, a lack of medical care where COVID is just, you know, devastating communities and villages. Are you hearing anything like that, Gene?
No, of course not. And even, like you say, the numbers, we should all know somebody who's died. Now, we have a clinic, so we have thousands of patients that we see all the time, and we have about 50 patients that have tested positive. And two patients have died recently, but they were both elderly patients who had other health issues, and if they'd caught the flu, they probably would have died. So
right.
To use those numbers to scare people is really disingenuous. It's really not. It's not the scary thing that they're making it out to be.
What do you think?
And certainly, masks aren't doing a darn thing.
Yeah, agreed.
What do you think's really going on? What do you think they're up to? Just ballpark. Give me a crazy theory, because I'm kind of dumbfounded by this whole mess.
Well, it's obviously an exercise, to me anyway, it's pretty obviously an exercise in control of the people to see how far you can get people to do what you're told. So they're saying jump, they're going to see how high the American people will jump. And using that, they're going to judge what their next step is, which eventually is full control of everybody. You know, they don't want any free thought. They don't want any people critically examining what's going on. They want everybody to just be a little cog in the big machine.
Obedient workers, that's what they want. Just smart enough to turn the wheels and pull the levers and not think about the rest of their life when they're not doing those things. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Gene. That is some very frightening information and examples you have there. 855-450-3733. Do you have any examples of false data related to COVID? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With lawmakers back in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill working, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the United States cannot shut down again.
Cautious reopenings will need to proceed in ways that are as smart, safe, and data-driven as possible.
The Kentucky Republican also noting on the Senate floor coronavirus cases continue to surge across much of the country.
New spikes in large and economically central states show that we are nowhere near out of the woods.
The NFL is finalizing its coronavirus testing protocols as training camps are set to begin next week. The league announced players will be tested every day for the first 2 weeks of camp. Testing will then move to every other day if the positivity rate is below 5%. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to roll back the reopening of bars and restaurants to help prevent a surge of coronavirus cases. New York's governor specifically says crowds and mask violations at New York City bars and restaurants are a problem.
It's not just about you. It's about who you could infect and who you could hurt. And it has continued unabated, and it's getting worse.
With the majority of the focus on red states such as Florida, Arizona, and Texas, many folks forget that over 32,000 people died in New York from coronavirus. The House is honoring late Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis. Lewis passed away Friday after a long battle against cancer.
The chair asks that all those present in the chamber rise in a moment of silence in remembrance of the conscience of the Congress, the Honorable John Lewis.
Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. You are in the right place for the radio show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Nobody.
And let's just go ahead and go straight to your calls and your thoughts. We have Steve calling from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good. What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Good. You guys remember the joke from the great philosopher Mitch Hedberg that said he thought of something, he tried to keep a pen handy because if he thought of something funny, he would write it down.
Yep.
But if he didn't have a pen, he would just convince himself that it wasn't funny. So this is the first time I've ever had a pen while I've been listening to the show. So I jotted a few things down.
Taking notes. Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah,
lay it on me.
Number one.
I have some notes.
Cage the Elephant is the band you're looking for.
Close.
Cage, like an elephant in a cage.
Okay.
Cage the Elephant is the band you were looking for. Number two, that judge's husband and maybe her son definitely had something on the Clintons. I don't know if they were,
really?
You know, maybe they were just researching this QAnon stuff and, you know, they didn't like that. So that we need to get this in the bud. Number three, the Arkansas mask mandate went into effect today. All kinds of fun rules with that.
You have to wear a mask in the bathtub when you're taking a bath, and you have to wear a mask when you're mowing your lawn, and you have to wear a mask whenever you're,
It's funny because when you're at the gym, you have to wear a mask unless you're doing cardio, which to me, you're breathing harder, and I don't know. It's stupid. Anyway, well,
and like, you know, a heavier person
is the sum up of this whole story arc that's been going on for 4 months. It's all stupid.
Oh, it's dumb, and it's not. We're not done. We haven't reached peak dumb by any stretch of the imagination. And I wanted to point out, Steve, that you know, for some people, cardio. You know, if you're an overweight person, cardio could just be walking, right? For some people, yeah, that's cardio. So, like, for them to say, oh, you have to wear a mask unless you're doing quote cardio unquote. Like, who decides what cardio is for these people?
Tell the gym I'm always doing cardio.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean, if that's the case, then when I'm eating, I'm doing cardio.
I do 60-ounce curls at the bar all the time.
Like, you need to watch what you eat. I do. I watch it, dip the spoon in, watch it all the way to my mouth.
yep.
So, number four, you couldn't make All in the Family today.
Well, that's,
I mean, no, that's true.
Great,
like, oh, so many.
One of my favorite shows of all time, Archie Bunker, reminds me of my grandfather. My grandfather said much worse because he wasn't edited by television. And number five, no one made fun of Jews like Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
that was actually my first thought when you said couldn't be made today. I mean, oh, like Blazing Saddles.
Right.
Yeah. Like Blazing Saddles.
Or Jews in Space at the end of History of the World,
right.
Part One.
Right. No, but yeah. Anyway, that's just a few things that I thought of. But I wanted to talk about the COVID test. I know a person that works in a hospital here. And in Arkansas, they're not counting the number of cases. They're counting the number of positive tests. So
yes.
Let me tell you what happens.
You don't have
when
to be
someone,
sick to test positive.
Right. When someone tests positive, they turn around and test them again to make sure it wasn't a false positive. If that test is positive, they test them again to make sure that those two tests weren't false positives.
And let me guess,
and if
then
that
they get
test
triple
positive,
counted.
Well, then there's three positives that get added to the number, even though one person.
Right, right.
Mm.
Well, and you've definitely seen the focus shift from, oh, the death rate, and suddenly, no, it's not about the death rate, it's about the cases.
Right.
Just
well, you can't get people terrified by the death rate when nobody's dying, or when very few people are dying.
Arkansas has 2.2 million people, and right now, as of today, we have like 170 people in the hospital.
Wow.
But everybody's got to wear a mask.
Yeah. Quick, somebody panic.
Yeah. You know, you asked the last caller what he thought the end game was. And, you know, honestly, I think that it's a real possibility that this is this is the perfect president for this to happen because he's just gullible enough to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is an attack on the middle class, like you guys said, to destroy small businesses and decrease the size of the middle class, because who votes Democrat? Not the middle class.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I would argue that voting is a horrible way to go about deciding how to run society. But you and I agree.
Every gang rape is a Democratic success story.
You and I agree.
The majority gets what they want.
On many things, Steve. In my mind, I just think that this is some sort of a test to see how well the public schooling system has dumbed everybody down. Right. And I also think that there's a couple of politicians sitting somewhere along with some of their rich ass buddies who, you know, maybe made like a $20 bet, something that's meaningless to them. But right now, somebody's going, okay, you win. You were able to make them all wear masks. Here's your $20.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a real possibility. It's a possibility that it did come from China, but all it was, or it may just be a new strain of the flu, and they saw an opportunity to say, hey, you know, because the death rate, and I pointed this out a couple, maybe last week, but the death rate per 100,000 citizens has not increased any more than it has the last 5 years up to this point.
Right,
so
right. I remember that.
The death rate's the same as it has been the last 5 years. Mm. So, we curing other stuff? Or
people don't talk about the great and wonderful things that this virus has done. I mean, heart attacks are down, cancer deaths are down.
Yeah, it's amazing.
People slipping in the tub is down. I mean, it's a miraculous virus.
At the end of the day, there's a couple things I'm really pissed off about. One, if I want to walk into a bar to have, you know, a drink, and only four people can be sitting at the bar, there's four people in there. Well, sorry, the bar's full. No, it's not. There's 16 you know, stools over
right.
there.
Yeah.
And I want to watch a dang baseball game. And, yeah, it's coming back, but there's no fans. It's just it's
weird. No, good luck with that. And I also, I've predicted previously on Free Talk Live and also within, you know, my circle of friends, I don't think there's going to be NFL football this year. I think that the players' union and the NFL aren't going to be able to agree on much of anything. They can't even really agree on stuff when it's time to renew their contract between those two organizations in, like, an off season, much less come together real quick to figure out how to have some semblance of that, you know, with the COVID, you know, the mandates.
Yeah, well,
and the closures,
I really,
and all that.
I really pay attention to two sports, and that's college football, which I don't think is going to happen, and Major League Baseball, which is just going to be weird. A 60 game season. Some of the players are like, oh, we're not going to play. It's just, I don't know. If
they could do like
else,
they're doing.
Screwed sports up.
They could do like they're doing with concerts and just make drive in sports.
Yeah.
Right? Tear down all the walls, tear out all the seats, and just allow people to park around the stadiums or the arenas and sort of watch.
And speaking of concerts, I want to ask you one thing, Captain, before I go. Have you ever heard of the band Norma Jean?
I have heard the name. I'm not familiar with their work.
I am familiar with their work, and I can tell you it's the very worst thing to wake up to. You will wake up
Norma Jean
in a very short period of time, I can tell you that much.
It is great workout music. But
that's true.
Anyway, I would recommend just take a gander at what's been going on with, you know, with that band and one of the members of that band. The cancel culture kind of tried to sink their teeth into them, and it's pretty interesting stuff. But anyway, I'll leave you with that.
All right, brother. I appreciate the call. I will check them out for sure. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. It is really interesting. I don't know what the end game is. What I do know is this seems very Pavlovian to me, right? Like, ding, everybody goes, oh, mask, right? You know, how did that happen?
Yes, Lord, I will stay home and stop having a face.
855 450 free. We've got more on these subjects plus your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, you get Free Talk Live, of course. That's this radio program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I was laughing inside my head there for just a second. Nobody, you said thanks to yoga pants, every year is now the year of the camel toe?
It's true. It's true. I love the year of the camel toe. It's my favorite year.
That's the new Asian calendar that just repeats all of the time, right?
Yep. Yep. Like Groundhog Day.
Nice.
Only
nice.
Prettier.
I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one. That's Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty Menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu.
Can we do a joke? Is that legal?
A joke? I mean, I'm sure we can, right? Free talk.
Okay.
Live.
Anarchist walks into a bar with a parrot on his head. Bartender says, "Where the hell did you get that mangy thing?" Parrot says, "New Hampshire, there's thousands of them."
I have a joke. Do you want to hear a COVID joke?
Okay, yeah.
You probably won't get it.
It's true. It's true. You don't do the face as well as the ironic dog, though. That's the meme that I've seen it.
Indeed. Let's just continue on in Free Talk Live tradition by going to your calls and your thoughts. We have Austin calling. Austin, you are calling from Miami, Florida, and are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Austin.
Houston, we have a problem.
Austin in Miami going once. Austin has left the building. He didn't want to talk to us.
Sometimes, I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to.
You know, sometimes people get what we call
maybe
stage fright.
Sense of humor.
You know, I know sometimes folks have tried to call in, and I'll, like a couple of my friends from back on the West Coast, you know, I called in, but I hung up. I got too scared. It's like, really? You're scared of just talking to some people over the phone? Like, well, no, it's on the radio, right? And so I understand. So
well, social rejection is slightly more frightening than death itself.
Yes.
Nobody knows who you are.
You know who we are?
Yes.
Of course you did, but do you know who they are?
Nobody knows everything.
Nobody doesn't know nothing?
Ain't nobody got time to know nothing.
Nobody doesn't not know nothing. Which one is it?
Sorry, you blew my stack there.
I saw a little blood vessel in your head pop there, pal. That was pretty awesome. Yeah, I haven't seen that before.
Stroke me.
Not that way.
It's very much like I would expect, you know, if you get a replicant in a logic loop, just... the head's about to explode.
Well, I'm a computer programmer, so I might have wrote that code in the... although I wish that computers really did have the HCF instruction, which is halt and catch fire. And
that would make them a lot more fun.
That's what they did in the 60s when they hit a logic loop. They would halt and catch fire. Like, you remember Star Trek?
Yeah.
Illogical, and the thing bursts into flames. Microsoft would not even be in business in that world.
I have not experienced this phenomenon before, Captain.
Brain, what is this brain you speak of?
I'm trying to remember the, there was a parody, I think it's called Star Drek. Right, it's on the Dr. Demento show or something. Or
Star Trekking across the universe on the Star Trek Enterprise.
That might not be
Captain
the one.
Kirk.
No, there was one
where it was
like...
Klingons on the starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Yeah, scrape them off, Jim.
Yeah.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Jim.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You
brought it up.
I did.
Bro.
No.
You brought it up. I am completely flow of consciousness. Sometimes I forget I'm even on the radio.
What?
So you bring it up. I'm gonna riff on it. If you have to hit the dump button, hit the dump button.
I would never dump you unless you, of course, violate the
FCC. You
FCC.
Have dumped me.
Yeah. No, I personally have not.
Really?
Yeah.
I dropped an S bomb. No, I dropped all my S bombs on Ian.
Right, but what happened on the radio show?
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Yes, that's a... All right, enough of the jokes. We're going to just switch gears a little bit here, and I realize that you're not prepared for this. But I have another article from theconversation.com that I wanted to make sure we talked about tonight. And this says, why do people believe con artists?
Because they're
running the government.
Well, let's see what these folks, fine folks over at theconversation.com have to say about it. What is real can seem pretty arbitrary. It's easy to be fooled by misinformation disguised as news and deepfake videos showing people doing things that they never did or said. Inaccurate information, even deliberately wrong information, doesn't just come from snake oil salesmen, door-to-door hucksters, and TV shopping channels anymore. Even the President of the United States needs constant fact-checking, according to this article.
Okay, the guy's a professional liar. All presidents are. All presidents always have been.
But they usually lull us into the sense of sleep where we don't know they're lying and can pretend that they actually like us.
Yes. He has made an average of 15 false or misleading public claims every day of his presidency.
Those are rookie numbers. He needs to get those numbers up if he's going to compete in politics.
And, you know,
where's he going to go competing in politics exactly?
Right. I mean, if you
Lord
don't...
Emperor of Earth?
If you don't have these kinds of statistics...
If he could, he would.
To put on your
so
resume.
So would Obama.
Your resume. And I say this to people all the time. They're like, well, we're the people. We control the government. No, you don't. If you did, you'd get some kind of a statistical report card about the behavior of government, how many people they've killed today and tomorrow and last week and last year and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I always
They actually did a university, I forget which one, actually did a statistical analysis between the desires of the people and the policy. And they found out that if you like something, if everybody likes something, you have about a 30% chance of it happening. And if nobody likes something, then you have about a 30% chance of it happening. It's one of those statistical miracles where they found two things that were in no way correlated.
What I say when people say, we the people are in charge of the government, I say, well, great, end the war on me. I smoke weed. Stop being at war with me. Stop kicking down my doors. You say you can control it, then you're responsible for it. Make it stop.
Yeah,
and they can.
Asking for an example of the control that the people have results in them, right? You know, an aneurysm, almost like you had earlier today on the show.
But my programming, my programming.
What do I call it now? I call it, it's not Stockholm, it's, what's the other one?
Stockholm Syndrome is a syndrome.
What's the other one? Cognitive Stockholm Dissonance Syndrome. It's all one phrase now. Mm-hmm. You put all of them together, it's just one phrase. Cognitive Stockholm Dissonance Syndrome. Anyway, the study of...
CSDS.
There you go. Yes, it's got an acronym now.
There you go.
Sweet, it sounds all official
and
true.
It must be real, then.
Do you suffer from CSDS? You can now take this drug to cure yourself. The side effects include spontaneous anal bleeding, growth of a third eye.
Gotta tell you, the pill I took was pretty red and did not give me the anal leakage.
Right. Let's tone
that
down a bit.
We should go with the red pill, then.
The study of business history reveals that people everywhere have always had a sweet tooth for the unreal, enthralled by what should be taken as too good to be true. Cognitive scientists have identified a number of common ways in which people avoid being gullible. But con artists are especially skillful at what social scientists call framing. Telling us stories in ways that appeal to the biases, beliefs, and prominent desires of their targets. They use strategies that take advantage of human weaknesses. Now, what does this remind you of? I immediately think of politics.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? I immediately think of the mainstream media. Right? We covered a story the other day about priming, right? Where, you know, you repeat the same phrases over and over.
I wanted to talk to you a bit about priming when we get back from the break, actually. There was something I wanted to point out.
Prime topic. We'll come back to that.
We are primed for that topic now, and now we have also teased the topic, which means we are engaging in a form of priming of our listeners in the audience. So 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you'd like to get on the air and give us your thoughts on the matter. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up. You've been primed. Yep.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.